You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello, welcome to Inside Out. I hope you're having a great day, starting a brand new week. Or if you're in the middle of your week, I hope it's going well. And here's something to think about. Maybe the week didn't start out so well. Maybe you're in the middle of the week and it's not going well. Guess what? Things can change. And part of producing that change in your life is prayer, the practice of prayer. And by practice, I don't mean just this rote, perfunctory, mindless kind of thing that we do, but an active, powerful, life-changing, holy habit, if you will, in our lives that truly matters and truly makes a difference. And remind ourselves, you do not have because you do not ask. And as we've shared in these episodes on prayer, the biggest problem with praying is that we don't. So prayer can help you, is what I'm saying. And God has given us this incredible privilege, an incredible invitation to connect with Him and to access His promises, to access His presence, to access His power that comes to bear and helps us in the big things, the little things, the times where you feel like you're outnumbered by a bunch of little things, or the big bully things in life that try to show up every day and cast a shadow on you. I want you to know that God is our refuge. God is our strength. He's a very present help in time of need, in time of trouble. And He's the one who said, call on me and I will answer you. And so prayer, let's stir ourselves up regarding prayer. Remind ourselves that prayer works, prayer is powerful, and prayer can change things, even your day, even your week, even your outlook, your attitude. You know, there's so often just little things will tend to drain you emotionally, mentally, motivationally, and you need to get filled back up. And this reminder, this awareness of prayer certainly is a vital part of that. Well, we are, I think, five episodes in now talking about prayer, and I want to continue on that for several more episodes. Let me remind you, it's not prayer that you need, it's God that you need, and prayer connects you with God. In Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, small book, powerful book, I recommend you read it. Colossians 4, verse 2. In the New Living Translation, it says, devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. What a loaded verse. Devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. So first of all, let's look at that thankful heart. Giving thanks, gratitude, should be a part of every prayer. We need to make sure and be very mindful of this. We've talked about it over and over again, that gratitude is the secret sauce and for the happy, healthy Christian life, but also, I believe, for a happy, healthy prayer life. Devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. I think it's the other balancing part of this that makes prayer so broad and powerful. Connecting us with, you know, God's present activity in our lives. So first of all, a thankful heart. Giving thanks should be a part of every prayer. Notice also it says, devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind. The Amplified Bible brings out alert and intent. The New Testament Greek is awake and watchful. So this includes the idea of focus, alertness, skill, intensity. This is not praying, you know, just sloppy, sleepy, empty, rushed, mindless, religious, lethargic. You know, it would be like a surgeon or a musician or even a guy playing baseball and he's up to bat. You know, in that moment, you're not just sloppy, sleepy, just mindless. You bring yourself to alertness and intention. You're awake, you're watchful. And we need to bring that to prayer. Devote yourselves to prayer. But I think devote yourselves to prayer, devote yourselves that when you pray, have an alert mind. Be watchful, be awake, be intentional. Don't just, you know, ramble through things. There are a lot of prayers, my devotional time, meals, bedtime. There are parts of those prayers that I pray essentially verbatim, the same thing every day. But the key is that you're alert and you're intentional. And that way you keep your mind and your heart connected to it, keeping that prayer very much vibrant and alive. So devote yourself not only to prayer, but devote yourselves to having an alert mind in prayer, and devote yourselves to having a thankful heart in prayer as well. Well, let me talk just for a few moments, and I'm going to kind of launch into the next episode from this. This will set it up a little bit, but there's kinds of prayer, different types of prayer. And the prayer that you pray often depends on what is going on. What is the setting? What is the event? You know, what's happening? So is it mealtime? Is it bedtime? Is it repentance? You know, that you're convicted and sorry for your sin, and you're admitting that to God and committing to God to change with his help. Is the prayer of dedication, agreement. The Bible talks about where two or three agree. Is it a prayer for something or for someone? Or is it a prayer with someone? Intercession, individual prayer. Is it corporate prayer? You're praying in a group, maybe a small group or a big setting. Is it reactive prayer? You know, something's happened and now, you know, I need to pray in reaction to that, response to that. Or is it proactive prayer? You're getting ahead of things before that meeting, before that surgery, before this or that, that you're ahead of it, you're proactive. Or here's another type, and we're going to talk about this probably in the next episode, and that is praying in the Spirit. So lots of types of prayer, kinds of prayer, and again, it depends on the purpose. It depends on the setting, the event, and what is going on. Basically, though, there are two kinds of prayer. So in Ephesians chapter 6, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. So it's prayer and supplication. Philippians 4, be anxious for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. So this word prayer, New Testament is used 127 times. This is general prayer. This is general prayer for obtaining good and for averting evil. It's up close. It's face to face. It's intentional. It's alert, but it's not mechanical. It's approaching with respect. It's approaching with gratitude. But this is more, if I can use this phrase, it's a catch-all. This is the general type of prayer that you and I, most people, would pray over most things. The second type of prayer is called supplication. And we could get real deep in this as far as word study. I don't think we need to at this point. So we got prayer in general, and then we got supplication, which is prayer, but it's specific. So this is about a problem or a pain or a person, a situation, and it's specific. It has intensity, has some duration in that, you know, you spend a little time there. And the intensity and duration is there, and you're praying whatever is needed. You do whatever is needed, time, intensity, and so forth, to fully transfer the burden from your soul into God's hands. And the result is peace and rest and change is coming. So I want to emphasize this before I close today. You've got prayer in general, and then you've got supplication specific. So if you, my friend, hear me, you've got a problem, you've got a pain, you've got a person, a relationship, a situation that you need to pray specifically about, get the promises of God, and then go to God and spend the time, the intensity, release your faith, get the focus there, and do whatever is needed to fully transfer this burden that you feel in your soul and get it over into God's hands. And when you do that, it's going to result in peace and change. Let me say this, and I mean this. I think this is where we miss it the most, because we'll pray in general. But I want to encourage you and remind myself that when you've got that burden in your soul, a problem, pain, situation, as I described, you need to get into supplication and spend that time, release that faith, pray that prayer to fully transfer that burden from your soul over into the hands of God. I cannot encourage you enough to do that. And I'm so excited for you to find out how that works, because that is soul refreshing, faith building, life changing kind of prayer. And God will meet you there and God will help you there. Well, pray, go pray. And you've got something on your heart, supplication. And hey, make sure you join me the next time, because we're talking about kinds of prayer, and I've set it up for another incredible gift that God has given us in prayer. And we'll talk about that the next time. I pray you have a great rest of the week. God bless you, and we'll see you the next time on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.